This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
Hello, my gondola gigglers.
Oh, yes.
My mom is currently sending me like everything going on with skiing that's like scary, because that's what moms do. Yeah. There was like bears found in Lake Tahoe, and then a woman got stuck in a gondola for like 27 hours. And I'm like, Mom, I retired.
She survived.
She survived. She's a queen. She cannot be managed.
Here's the thing that I think about too sometimes. Like, not that like one of my fears is like dying alone, but one of my fears is like that I've set too many boundaries that like if I were to die, it would take a couple days for someone to come check on me. Like, of course, my mom would be calling me incessantly, but like there might be a moment where I'm like, wow, I've cut everyone off
to the point
like,
that
no one's looking for me, and I'm taken.
People are just starting their week, and that was the darkest shit. Like, people are like, let's turn on Giggly Squad just for some light laughter. And you're like, you know when
you die
no one gives a fuck because you've protected your peace too much, and it's so peaceful that it's just black. Everything goes black. Side note, the girl in the gondola, I'm that girl in the gondola who, like, they find me after 29 hours, and I was like, that was the first time I had, like, quiet. Like, I actually napped. I got my affairs in order. Like, no one was annoying me. She probably had a great fucking time on that gondola.
No, like, the moment that you're rescued, I feel like I'd immediately make a joke. I'd be like, sorry, took a wrong turn. You know, like, this one's on me, guys. This is for sure on
me. That is girlhood for the gondola to break and you're stuck there for 35 hours and then you say sorry when they come.
Yeah, you're like, my fault. Sorry to get you guys all out of bed.
I'm so sorry you guys had to come all the way to the top of this gondola when I was starving and dying and shat myself. I'm sorry that I shat myself when I was stranded. I'm in Lake Tahoe.
Nice.
I'm such like a New York rat idiot that I'd know. I thought Lake Tahoe was like made up. I thought it was like they write about it in books. I didn't know it was a real like place.
Is there a lake?
There's a lake. I'm looking
is
at it right now.
Frozen over.
But it's also like it's in Nevada and California, which is already above my pay grade. Like, I don't understand that.
So you can be in two places at once.
So you can.
So you in fact can.
But I just came from Los Angeles and I was there for 3 days. And whenever I go to LA, I have a manic episode. I'm like a little pod
slut. Lose all concept of time.
I have no idea what's going on. Also, so many things in LA just hit different. First of all, I ordered breakfast and I ordered sourdough toast because it's my favorite. Mm-hmm. It comes with the eggs. And there's no butter. And I'm like, what?
They're so off carbs.
And someone was like, because no one eats bread in LA. I'm like, I thought that was a bit. Like, I didn't think that was real. And I'm not going to call the restaurant and be like, can you send butter? That's insane.
Right.
But I'm not eating raw sourdough bread like a fucking monster. So then I'm like, it's okay. And then I look and there's no forks or knives. And I'm like, that's fine. Like sometimes that happens. They deliver without forks and knives. So I go down in my pajamas to the front and I was like, hey, do you guys have any silverware? And they're like, they act like I asked the craziest question.
You're like, hey, do you guys have any drugs on you? Yeah, like,
they act like I was like, does anyone have a chainsaw? They act, they looked at, no, they, I was like embarrassed. I got like red and people were looking at me. People were whispering. And the lady, I actually, she was like, we definitely don't. And I was like, could you just, are you sure? I was like, when people order food and it doesn't come with forks and knives, like, what do they do? And she was like, no one's eaten here in years. People are on Ozempic. But then she like goes to the,
literally,
I like gaslit her to be like, there's no way. So she's like, I'll check the back. And you know, she like went in the back and like scrolled TikTok for 3 minutes and then came back and is like, yeah. And she goes, you can try the restaurant.
Sorry, you can try Sears. You can try Sears. They're like, sorry, ma'am, this is LA. We don't eat here.
No, it was
you
so
should
fucked
go
up.
Back to the East Coast.
She goes, you could try the restaurant. And obviously I would have, but it happens to be like a very fancy restaurant like around the corner that's attached to the hotel. And I'm like in my pajamas and my fur Crocs, which are beautiful, by the way. But I was just like, okay. So I go to the restaurant and they're looking at me and I'm looking at them and they all have these like headsets. Like it's really like an official restaurant. And I'm like, hey, yeah. I'm so sorry. I was in the gondola for like 50 hours. I'm so sorry.
15 hours.
And I was like, do you guys just have any plastic silverware or even a fork and I'll bring it back? Like I was so hungry. And they looked at me like this sad, dying little dainty flower.
Yeah.
And they go,
we need to feed her.
We'll see if we could figure something out. And I was like, oh my God, thank you. They're gone for 10 minutes. And I'm just standing in the lobby of this fancy restaurant with my fur Crocs and just mascara like all over my face because I just woke up. And they finally bring it. And I'm just like, I want to go home.
I want to go home. No. And that story is exactly why I don't interact with humans. Like, that is the exact reason I don't leave my house. Because everyone's stupid. Like, here's the thing. Me and you were having a realization, like, when we were voice noting this weekend. But, like, sometimes I sit and think and I'm like, there's just no possible way I'm the smartest one in this situation right now. Like, there's no way that I am the most adult here.
But you know what it is? I think it's because everyone has different priorities. In some situations, you're the only one who cares.
Yes. Oh, that. Oh.
Yeah. Like, people are just caring about different shit. And it's like, you don't take it personally. You're just like, okay, I'll be the one who cares today. And I'll pummel this through. But yeah, everyone, no one knows what's going on. Everyone's scared.
No one knows what's going on.
Everyone's confused.
Speaking of no one knows what's going on, we didn't even get to chat about this because it literally got announced like right after we recorded Giggly Squad last week. The Barbie movie and not being nominated, and Margot not being nominated, and Ryan Gosling being nominated,
and Greta was
nominated.
Like the biggest thing. Shout out to America Ferreira, no. Who is incredible.
Yeah,
I just think overarchingly it was like, it's so funny how the movie's about the patriarchy and how the patriarchy just kind of won again. But the Oscars always fucks up. Who's voting?
No, who is the Academy? Who are they?
I don't know.
And how many people are on there? And who is voting? Because here's my thing. I saw a lot of like people on TikTok talking about it. And there were half the people were like, okay, get over it. It wasn't an Oscar-worthy movie. So then I'm sitting there and I was like, okay, maybe if that's the argument, it wasn't an Oscar-worthy movie.
Why were people nominated?
Right. What makes an Oscar-worthy movie? And I genuinely think that Barbie, not only have we been talking about it for 2 fucking years, mm-hmm. but Barbie genuinely has impacted an entire generation of men and women, but like specifically, I think women and like younger generations of women. So how is that not an Oscar-worthy movie? Like, girls now go by America Ferrera's like monologue. Like, that is our Girl Scout.
You're giving me chills. She's my president. You're giving me chills, but it's funny because it is actually harder to make a movie about as Joe Coy would say a plastic doll and make it so impactful than a movie that's already about like trauma or explosion. Someone was like, did Barbie have to be like assaulted or like lose her parents or like lose a limb for like the movie to be meaningful? And it goes back to like why people sometimes think that jobs that women do are less important.
Right.
You know, and it's even like, look at women's comedy, like Matt Rife being like, oh, I don't want women's fans, like, because it's devalued. Like, if women like it, it's less important. And it's like, that's just the patriarchy.
All I want is female fans, because you want to know what? We shop. Okay, we buy things. So that's why I want female fans. It's just-
we're running society. Speaking of the girlies, at first I was upset because Nicki Minaj and Meg Thee Stallion are having
Megan Thee Stallion
full on beef. And at first I was like, why are
so full out?
Why are the women like have to fight with each other? And then I took a step back and I said, or are the women winning? Because they're both top of the Billboard. They're all anyone's talking about in the rap game right now. Where are the men? Crickets. Mm-hmm. Crickets. Yes, the women are fighting.
They do say that a lot of times rap battles are PR because they are like each putting out albums or they are each putting out like singles and that they're in on it. This particular one, I do think they hate each other.
But it's funny because they had a great song in 2019. I actually heard a rumor because I was in LA and I was trying to get all the tea for the Gigglers that most people in the music industry hate each other.
Females or in general?
Kind of the females. Like when they do collabs, it's like their business people were like, you should, but it's just, it's very competitive like that.
I could totally see that because like you were even talking about this the other day, like in the female comedy space, they're either picking you or someone else. They're not picking both of you. And I feel like that with female rappers, you're either picking Cardi B. You're not picking Cardi B and Nicki Minaj to be like perform, like headlining.
You're so
something.
Fucking
you know
right.
I mean? So there's so much competition.
Let's say Drake is putting a couple people on a song for some verses. Look at me acting like I'm a studio exec.
Yeah. He's putting multiple men.
Multiple men, and you got to pick a token girl. And that's how it is with comedy lineups. Like, okay, we're going to have, we can't have both Eliza Schlesinger and Nikki Glaser. You have to pick one. I always joke if there's two girls on a lineup, you put them back to back and it counts as one girl. But like, that's what we're fucking dealing with from the fucking. Anyway, wait, we got heated. We just got so heated.
So them being like, oh, Barbie shouldn't get nominated. Like, it's okay. So say Greta wasn't going to win. The nom is still like huge for her career. Like, she's obviously laughing all the way to the bank. Like, I'm sure she doesn't care that much, but I'm sure she cares a little bit. Like, it is a fucking Oscar award. Because then I saw people being like, well, Ryan Gosling was nominated because it's an easier category. It's a supporting male whatever. But like, okay, who cares? He did not, like, the fact that Ryan Gosling got nominated for an Oscar for playing Ken and his song got nominated, like, what world do we live in? In, like, what world?
If you're saying, oh, it's not an Oscar-worthy movie, then why the fuck was it fucking nominated for an Oscar? The actual Barbie screenplay or whatever was nominated. The thing with Greta was it she had to fight for this to get passed. Like, none of this would have happened if she wasn't fighting continuously. But, you know, it's a good conversation that's having. I'm happy it's out there.
And look, I'm the first to admit when I first watched the Barbie movie, because I didn't go into it thinking like, oh, this is a Greta movie. It's going to have like an underlying. I literally thought it was going to be like the girliest, superficial, like Barbie movie. Like, I thought it was going to be like a Clueless type movie. Yeah. So when I walked out, I was like, okay, wow, that's so not what I was expecting. But then, like, as the days and months went on, I was like, that movie was actually so powerful.
It was impactful.
And it is so true. Like, it is so fucking hard to be a girl, no matter what you do. Like, at some point, a group of people are going to blame you. Like, it will always be
your
fault.
You know what Barbie kind of reminds me of? You know when you finally get really close to, like, your boyfriend, and when you guys are alone, like, he's pookie, as they call it, or, like, he's so, he's a girl's girl, and he's cuddling, and he's laughing, and he loves anything. And then you go into the real world, and suddenly he acts kind of different, and everyone's listening to what he's saying, and no one's listening to what you're saying. But behind closed doors, he's listening to everything you're saying, and you're hilarious. But then in the bigger scope of things, he's a man, and you're like, the dynamic completely changes when you go into the real world. And that's literally what I felt with Barbie. And it's crazy. Like, I even recently in LA, like, I was hanging out with a bunch of dudes who I loved. But, like, again, I would say something, and no one would say anything, and then the guy would repeat it, and all the guys would be laughing and dabbing up. I'm like, that's crazy behavior, and that's just what we deal with.
Craig can't make a goddamn decision without me anymore. And I got all these people being like, you should move. You should move to where he lives. Prove you love him. I'm like, prove I love him? I run his whole life.
Paige, I just have to address this. Every couple episodes, you know I have to address this. It is so weird that people who don't know what your relationship is actually like behind closed doors, making massive relationship decisions for you guys, like everyone listening who has a private relationship, imagine if every day you go online and people are saying what the next step should be in your relationship when you're just fighting for your life. Like, you're just trying to survive day to day.
No, I literally am just out here trying to pick a fucking nail color. And I have people being like, aren't you going to have a baby? You're getting old. I'm like, oh my God, I literally can't decide between cranberry red and hot red. Okay. These questions.
And guess who can't help you make that decision? Craig. And it's not his fault.
No, literally.
It's not his fault.
Literally.
Can we just take a moment to acknowledge the premium Aspen content? I think you laying down in the mink with the funny you in bed, like, I think you've kind of hit a next level of, like, that might have been my favorite.
I'm going to also give you a little behind the scenes for that last photo. Going on that trip, that was the only photo I wanted to get. I saw it on Pinterest and I was like, I need to recreate this photo. It's the very last night. It's like 10:30. I had no makeup on that whole day because I just like chilled. And I said to Craig, I was like, I need you to take a picture of me. I got fully ready at like 10:30 at night, went outside, made him take a picture, got back in, washed my makeup off, and like edited the photos.
I mean, that's kind of like, that's love.
And that's being an influencer.
I also love that you're explaining the behind the scenes, because it is true. In my head, I see like she's having fun with her friends. It's crazy. She knows other people besides me, but I'm fine. I'm processing it. She fell. She tripped. And then suddenly a photo just caught her perfectly, like kind of laughing
at herself.
Everyone
was in bed, fast asleep, like getting ready to ski the next day. I was like packing my bag and I was like, Craig, if I don't get this photo, this trip was a fucking waste.
I'm burning this hotel to the ground. No, getting the photo is so stressful. I'm currently in that place where I'm still like trying. I'm going to basically, like, whatever you saw Paige's content, I'm going to put it out like Walmart version in the next couple days. Also,
well, yeah, people don't talk about this enough. I have a very big work schedule the month of February. I'm like in the thick of Fashion Week. Then I have to go to LA for like 5 days. So I know that I need to look really pretty for the end of February. So right now, I feel like in girls' brains, we're like, okay, I can't be pretty today because I have to be pretty in a couple days. No. So like if I have to be pretty for like 2 full weeks at the end of the month, I need to marinate right now in ugly.
No, you're so right. You can't burn out your pretty days. There's only so, even like within a day, you can't be pretty the whole day. And you have to, no.
You can't be pretty the whole day. And also, you can't be pretty multiple days in a row because inevitably, science, you're going to have one day where your makeup is just like not going on your face the way it usually does.
Yes.
So you have to like almost rig the system.
Wait, that is so fucked up, but so
true.
To
rack up a bunch of ugly days so that when your pretty days come.
You know what it is? Because it's mentally exhausting to be pretty, because pretty is a vibe. It's a character. It's a confidence. So you need to walk around like a rat girl so that when it's time for you to be pretty, it's like a pretty battery. Like, we only have so much, because being pretty, that means people are looking at you. You have to carry yourself. You have to walk. You have to have good posture.
You have to drink a ton of water.
Oh my God. You're so right.
More water than there is in Lake Tahoe.
You arguably have to like kind of suck in a little. Like, you have to make sure
you basically have to change your whole personality to go outside.
Yes.
That in itself. Like, I change everything about myself the moment I step outside of my door. I'm like, I don't know who that person was in there, but you can never see her.
But no, but then there are some moments where I feel like I'm my most confident when I'm comfortably being a rat girl in public. Like, because it's like, I have a very, I don't give a fuck attitude. And there's a power in that too, but you're so right. Also, can I just say, I'm over the mob wife thing.
mm-hmm. because I was looking at your photo and everyone's like mob wife. And I was like, no, Paige is beyond mob wife. She's a mob boss. Yeah. I'm like, why are we aspiring to be mob wives? Why can't we be mob bosses?
You know what's so funny? I just saw a thing on TikTok the other day, which I feel like I haven't seen in so long, that was like, I hate the term girl boss because like for guys, it's just like a boss, which I have a new, which then, you know, like gets... Here's the thing about me. At any given moment, I will be on my couch having a fight with someone in my head. Any given moment. Like, I'm coming up with comebacks for hypothetical situations, hypothetical fights. One of the new comebacks that I've thought up that I've yet to use on someone. Are you ready for this?
Wait, I'm like scared. Are you going to hurt my feelings? I was having a good morning.
The next time someone comments, like, and it has to do with like mob wife and like girl boss, the next time someone says something, I'm going to say back to them, I'm so sorry. No, I have two different ones. One is, you're the reason the Barbie movie was created. Just that. Just, you're the reason the Barbie movie was created. And two, I'm so sorry that your mom taught you that you could only ever achieve to be a wife. That's so sad for you. I didn't grow up with a mom. I grew up with a Kimberly DeSorbo. And so that's my new comeback. And I thought about that for a while.
The fact that your mom's name is Kimberly is so iconic.
Yeah, like she was Kimberly before, like Kim, you know?
Also, I just found out that...
And like people in her family legit call her Kimberly, which I think is so regal.
It's so fucking regal. And I just found out that Kimberly Kardashian is in Aspen right now. And I'm going to Aspen in 2 days. So...
Wait, my ski instructor is coming to your Aspen show with his girlfriend.
Oh my God.
I'm like on the mountain. Wait. And he's like, and guess what? We're going to see Hannah.
Did you see advertisements when you were there or no?
No, they actively came up to me. They were like, we're going to see your friend Hannah.
Oh my God.
I was like, that's amazing.
That's wild. So yeah, that's happening.
Oh, I saw another thing on TikTok that I wanted to bring up with the girlies.
What?
You know me and you know, like I'm always... trying new trends and I'm like, does this work? And my mom's like, stop drinking chlorophyll, you know, you're not a plant. Mm-hmm. I have been seeing girlies on TikTok in like eating, putting in a smoothie or like putting it in their tea, bee pollen.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And it's supposed to make your boobs grow.
Jesus fucking Christ.
But like you have to stay on it. Like you're supposed
to. Do you know what also makes your boobs grow? Taco Bell.
Wait. Taco Bell is a great example of when you get something, if you get Taco Bell delivered and they don't give you the sauces, you can't eat Taco Bell. You can't take a rogue hot sauce from your refrigerator and eat Taco Bell.
No, you're so right. And I need the sour cream that goes with it. I can't do like my sour cream. Also, I don't ever have sour cream. It always goes bad.
Taylor collects Taco Bell. In case of the off chance that her delivery person forgets to grab sauces, she has them.
See, that's self-love.
And that's something I want to remember to do.
Des and I did get into a random fight because this is like a marriage fight. The way like you kind of grow up with your household, I did do something fucked up and I accidentally threw out his Invisalign. That was on me. I think it was like, people like he put it in something and I cleaned for, I was like also cleaning for the first time like ever. And he's like, you never fucking clean. And then you finally clean, and it's my fucking Invisalign. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. But then he goes to clean. And when he cleaned, first he threw out like all my leftovers, which like, am I going to eat it all? No. But if I was probably going to eat one of them. I don't know what I'm being in the mood for.
Yeah, like if you're thinking about it and craving it.
He doesn't come from a takeout family where I come from like a full takeout family. Like everything is going in the fridge and we will.
Oh, interesting. Like he doesn't come from like a leftovers
family.
If
we get Chinese the night before, the next day for lunch,
it's going in the fridge.
We're eating Chinese.
Well, it makes the best breakfast.
Or breakfast if you're feeling fucking naughty. Like, same with pizza.
Yeah.
Same with everything. Like, we were very into that. So he'll, like, be like, you're not going to eat this and throw it away. And I'm like, but then I go into the fork drawer. Now, mm-hmm. I've been collecting. I'm collecting straws.
Forks have been coming for you recently.
I know. I've been collecting, like, random rogue forks. Because I'm not doing the dishwasher all the time. I'm not perfect. I'm forks.
hot sauce. I have ketchup, mustard.
Yep.
I have straws, and it looks like it's garbage in the fork jar. It's not. It's right. This is like a piggy bank.
These are your collectibles.
This is my high value collection. He threw it all out. He threw it all out. And I said, I've been working on this
in your own home
for months.
You're like, this thingamajig, I need this.
I can go on a trade show and sell this. And he was like, you don't need 500. We have ketchup in the fridge. And I'm like, no. And that day we also had gotten something. They forgot to put a straw. And I went and I go, you know, it's crazy. You fucking threw away all the straws. So now I have to drink coffee just like without a straw. Which,
why don't you get some metal straws? Like I have like glass.
I did. But the thing with metal straws is you have to wash them, which is, again, admin.
You have to remember not to.
Do you know how cool
out.
It is to just be like, oh, I just happen to have plastic straws. And like it was, it's literally in a drawer. It wasn't affected. Also, our house is a fucking mess.
No. You want to know something, Hannah? This is one thing where I feel like you and I, we don't see each other. In this situation, I'm Des. I'm chucking it. I'm throwing it in the trash.
But it's in the drawer and it's organized.
It's cluttering my drawer. Like Craig will come home and just like put everything on the counter. Like he just empties everything in his pockets. You know, like if he could get undressed in the kitchen, he wouldn't just like put it on the counter. I'm sifting through. I'm throwing things away. Little receipts, papers, paper towels. And then he'll come back and be like, where was that? I go, in the trash. That's long gone. If it was important to you, put it in an important spot. My counter is not
so
for rogue items.
If Des ever gets arrested, it's because I threw away his mail. <That's> He will
Des
open.
Goes through tax evasion. It's because I threw away all the warnings.
No, he's like, Hannah. No, I threw away his jury duty thing. And he was like, Hannah, like, I'm going to jail. And I was like, why do you have opened mail where I make my oatmeal? Like, that's, if it's opened, put it somewhere. So these are like, honestly, the hardest parts of marriage is when you kind of have, we're messy also in different ways. So it's like, it's a real mind fuck.
See, I feel like I'm like super, super clean and Craig is a little scatterbrained, a little cluttered.
But you know what happened? My mom was like that. My dad was messy and she's super clean and she like trained him. Like right after dinner, he like sits up and he goes straight and starts cleaning the dishes. Like she somehow like tricked him that like it's a game he could win or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't know how to do it. So I can't like train Des to do it. So it's the blind leading the blind in this household. We are lost
and
scared.
I feel like my dad was so like OCD growing up. Like if we went and got the car washed and then you dare put the window down, scolded. Like growing up, our windows were constantly locked just in case the rogue chance that he washed his car and we were going to streak it. So like I'm prone to being very organized and
that's
like,
the most Italian thing I've ever heard.
Clean.
That is the most Italian.
Yeah, my dad is like, we have a full car wash grade vacuum in our garage in case you happen to have a crumb in your car. Not acceptable. Things that were not acceptable in my home growing up, a clean car, or dirty car.
Wait.
Inside of your car dirty, inside of your mind dirty.
This reminds me of an Uber incident I had in LA. First of all, in Ubers, they...
It sounds like you were going to say, like, an Uber incident I had in 95.
So in the LA Uber, it's a wholly different vibe. Like, I get comfort now because, like, I'm trying to, like, love myself.
Oh.
I'm not getting the black XL, but I'm getting comfort, which means... I think it means, like... It's just like a little bit of a nicer car.
One day you're going to be like, and I need more leg room.
Yes. Even though I have little nubby legs and a long torso and everyone knows it. Someone literally commented yesterday, like, your torso looks normal. I was like, I literally just forgot about how long my torso was.
Sometimes the gigglers will comment things. And I think like if a rogue person saw it, they'd be like, wow, that girl's being so rude right now. But it's a giggler.
It's a language. It's just a language.
like I have people commenting my Instagram, like, did you pee the bed again? You know, like if someone rogue saw that, they'd be like, oh, wow. But like I see it and I'm like, that's hilarious.
I go, that's called a callback.
Yeah.
Hold up. Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15.
So apparently everyone has Teslas in LA. And
yeah.
Like opening a Tesla, I'll fight for my life, and it's super embarrassing. Yep. And then, So I got into this Tesla, and I was wearing these like boots, and of course I like crossed my leg, and I'm on the phone, and he keeps turning and looking at me, which I think is weird. And I'm and I was like, it's not like I was yelling. I was being pretty. I was talking to my mom as one does. And then I guess my foot was kind of touching that like console, like it was touching it. I wasn't like, was touching it.
Your foot, wasn't like on it, wasn't resting.
Yeah, it wasn't resting on it, but it was touching it. And he taps my foot and takes his finger like, no, no, no.
Oh my God.
So, and I'm a girl, so immediately I'm like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
So sorry.
And then I take my foot and then I look and I'm like, there's actually not that much leg room in this car. That was kind of, I was like, who's crazy here?
But that was aggressive.
I was like, that was crazy. But you know what? It's fine. Like, maybe I am I the problem? You know, like, I'm the problem is me.
Yeah. Let me just go with the flow.
I'm like, I was in the wrong. This man is just, he has boundaries. I respect his boundaries.
Right.
I'm in his car. Like,
who am I to insult his boundaries?
And I like, don't like him. Like, we're in a fight, you know? But I'm also like, want him to like me. So I'm like, he keeps looking back and I'm like acting perfect. And I, I brought a croissant.
Okay.
Which is by far the messiest.
Messiest
treat of all treats. So I'm like, if he's going to lose his fucking mind if I start eating this croissant. So I'm like, I'm not going to do it because I think he'll get mad. And like, I'm still trying to beat Paige's Uber rating. So I'm in like 100 fights right now. Like, there's a lot going on. So then the car stops at a light. This man, I don't know where it came from, takes out a little towel and just starts like cleaning his like front of the car. And I'm like, oh, this man
has an issue.
And I'm like,
yeah.
And then in my head, I'm like, if I take out this croissant right now, his brain might just explode. And then I just sat there because I'm trying to get a good Uber score, just like not moving. And he keeps looking back like to see if I'm up to anything. It was the scariest Uber ride I've ever had in my life.
No, that's, here's the other thing. As clean and neat and organized as I am, when someone comes into my home, this is a home. It should be lived in. Make a mess. I don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to clean it up at some point. But, like, I hate when people are, like, cleaning as you're living. Like, it's not a museum.
No, that was crazy. And I do think, like, yes, I didn't eat the croissant because I don't. And like, I would never leave trash. And, like, honestly, I do eat too much in Ubers. It's just I'm going from podcast to podcast and I'm hungry in between. So I'm like, it's my own issue. But, like, at the end of the day, you're getting tons of strangers in your car and you have to let go of the fact that it's going to be pristine. But some people will, like, get a look at me talking like I know. I mean, I am kind of an Uber expert at this point because I can't drive.
No, my biggest expense is Uber. I think I'm a fucking
expert. My accountant was like, are you living in Ubers?
I've done more rides than their top their top employee. Okay, I've done more rides
but
than
like
them.
I've seen people take like a thing and put it over the seats like and protect it.
Yeah.
So there are ways to do it, but him cleaning the Uber while I was in the Uber was like next level scary. And then I was just like, what if I got my period right now?
And you're like, and sir, you're why the Barbie movie was created. Have a great day.
Also, speaking of periods, how am I a grown 32-year-old woman and we finally are at this like kind of nice hotel in Lake Tahoe and I like can't get the balls to ask anyone for a tampon? Like if I'm at a two, three-star hotel, you go to the front, you're like, where are the tampons at? And they're throwing tampons at you. They're giving you every, like, I fuck with that. Here at this nice, pristine hotel, I felt like disgusting to go to the front. And it's, of course, this like man with a British accent to be like, can I have a tampon? I felt like he was going to puke on me.
Yeah, he's like you're the only woman that's ever had a period. You're like, I know this is vile.
No, I'm like, this is why Barbie was created. And then Dez is like, I was like, I want to go to the pool. And he was like, go to the pool. And I'm like, but I'm on my period. And he's like, what? And I'm like, I need a tampon and I can't get a tampon. You know what I was doing? I subconsciously was doing the orange peel thing where I wanted him to read my mind and go, I'm going to get you a tampon. But men are so logical. They're like, there's nothing in between you and getting a tampon. Like,
right.
And Des is a feminist where he just believes I'm capable of everything, which I am. I'm a star. But I can't.
But you want to be taken care of.
I soiled my black Amazon granny panties all day because I just didn't want to ask for a tampon. And then I finally called. Like, I walked past concierge and I was like, I don't feel the vibes right.
Why didn't you just like Uber Eats one from like CVS?
I don't know. But then I finally called and I was like, can I have a tampon? And I was so nervous. And the guy was like, that's the thing. They get weird too. But it's like their own issues where they think they're being the weird one. But I think I'm being the weird one. And he's like, I have anxiety. And he goes, okay, how many do you need? And immediately
and you're like, sir, how many do you think I would need?
No, I go, what are you trying to fucking say about the width of my pussy? But then in my head, I'm like, honestly, as many as you guys have, like, bring a truckload.
Yeah.
But I said five, but then I was like, but I'm going to keep calling. And then it's the cord board.
No, I think five's good. How long were you there for?
I'm there for 2 days, but also like I can get it today at like a CVS. But then they have the cardboard ones, which honestly.
Why do they even sell those anymore?
Why is it so violent?
Who makes cardboard tampons? But moreover, who's purchasing them that they're still like in stock and at every establishment? Like, why has every establishment not switched over to the plastic one? Like, it's 2024.
I understand if like the tampons are killing the turtles or something, but like, how have we come up with a billion types of straws, but we still have the hardest possible cardboard in these cheap tampons? I think I couldn't tell because there was so much blood, but like, I think I like hurt a side of my wall, my pubic it's bone violent. Wall. It was crazy. And I'm a professional. Like, I've put a lot up there and I was like, ow.
If like having your period could be vegan, I'm strictly organic tampons. So I won't even like a Playtex. Not for me. Not for me, honey. Because even like the plastic ones, like anything, any tampon that's scented, get it the fuck out of my vagina.
Oh, yeah. You know, I do have a lot of doctors because the Gigglers are all doctors and lawyers and engineers. They're geniuses. And they message me telling you, first of all, they want you to do a sleep study for your pee in the bed thing.
I've been wanting to do a sleep study since I was
born. That's the one test you're going to pass.
They're like, you're surprisingly really talented at this. I'm like, no, I could go all day.
They go, we need to send these results to Sweden because we've never seen something this great. And they also said something about you maybe wearing too many thongs and working out is why you're getting UTIs. And I'm like, I don't think she's working out. So I don't think.
No, I've actually been really good on UTIs recently. Okay. And the peeing in my bed, I genuinely think it was just because of my pill. Like, I'm so, like, I have to pee so much more. And I was in such a deep sleep. I'm off, like, thinking I have a brain tumor. That was last week.
That was last week. Just
did I tell you over Christmas break, I, like, every morning I went downstairs to, like, convince my mom that I had, like, another terminal disease. Like, every morning I'd be like, I'm convinced I have this. And she got to a point where she was like, you need to stop. Like, and I was pulling out big diseases. I was hitting her with, like, massive ones. Like, debilitating, life-altering, like, fatal diseases. And she was like, you don't have this. Why do you think? I'm like, I might.
I love how you're like, Mom, good morning. And she's like, not again.
I'm like, good morning. What do you think about ALS and the community? Like, because you're going to have to start donating soon because I have it. Okay. I actually have a pretty funny story on why I started drinking AG1, and it was over the summer. And we were, you know, having a summer time, drinking, waking up with a little bit of headache. And I kept seeing, like, a bunch of my friends drinking AG1 after, like, a night out. And I was like, how are you being healthy? And they were like, honestly, if I don't drink AG1, like, I definitely feel the difference. So insert me becoming obsessed with AG1. Not only does AG1 deliver my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, pre and probiotics, and more, but it's a powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. It's just one scoop mixed in with water once a day, every day. AG1 just simplifies and enhances your daily supplement routine. I know with AG1, I'm giving my body high quality nutrition with every batch of AG1 that goes through a rigorous testing process, so you know that it's safe. And AG1 ingredients are sourced for absorption, potency, and nutrient density. AG1 is the supplement I trust to provide the support my body needs daily, and that's why I'm excited to welcome them as a new partner. If you want to take ownership of your health this year, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/giggly. That's drinkag1.com/giggly. Check it out.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
One thing I want to say, wait, back to Ubers, because I had a funny Uber ride this morning and I forgot. One thing I've realized in Ubers, if you're a really nice Uber driver, I have zero interest. I don't want to chat. I don't want to talk. The Uber drivers that I genuinely connect with are the ones that are so fucking mad that I've even gotten into their car, okay? I feel comfortable. I feel at home. I get into an Uber.
You would have loved my Russian driver. He was like, you disgusting whorebag.
So pissed. Yeah. I get in the Uber today. I'm going uptown. And he immediately starts, wow, I haven't been uptown. Do you want to know why? Because of Christmas. I can't even go uptown when it's the holiday season. I mean, he's livid at 6th Avenue, the whole of 6th Avenue. He's livid at all the police officers. He's livid at the tourists specifically and the tourists that think they can drive in New York City. I mean, this man went for 10 minutes on how much he fucking hates New York City. Yeah. Then we drove past 4040 Club, which is owned by Jay-Z. He then went on a full rant on how Jay-Z does not give back enough. And then I sat back and I was like, sir, you're actually 100% correct, because I feel like I've never seen Jay-Z have a charity. And that's ridiculous. And I'm on your side. And I literally thought when I got out of the car, he was going to be like, and fuck you too. Like, 'cause that was the because that was the sentiment in the car. We were pissed about everything. I wanted to be like, and have a horrible rest of your day, like you're currently having.
That was the most New York
shit.
And
I felt good.
And you're like, sir, why don't you have
it
a podcast?
So New York.
Why don't you have a podcast?
No. Like, I was like, let's get the police officers on this pod, get their side, because this is, and that's so New York, and it made me feel, I've been having the best day, because he made me feel
less alone, and, like, you don't feel crazy, yeah. You're like, the world sucks, and, like, we're all a part of it together, and, like, that Pepsi commercial.
Like, he was just seeing people on the street, and he was like, look at this idiot.
I'm like, world.
Yeah, fucking stupid.
It is funny, because I will do my best to never speak in an Uber. I never want to talk. But there are some times where I will start a conversation, and it's two things. One, if someone does something crazy on the road, like cuts us off or something, and he has to honk and he gets upset, I always jump in, because we're a team. And I support him, and I want to let him know.
I'll be like, that was a great swerve. The way you pulled that,
I will
amazing.
Go, what the fuck? And he's like, yeah, what the fuck? And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm in it with him. He saved my life in that moment. He's a hero.
Exactly.
And I always have to go like,
in this moment, you work for him.
For sure. And also, he could literally be so in the wrong, and I will be like, that was an insane move by that person. Thank you for protecting me.
They should get their license revoked. You're correct.
Also, the second one is when they do something like fully illegal to make the drive faster. I'm supporting him.
I appreciate
it. I will see them do some wild shit, like just turn around for no reason, or like, you know, when there's traffic and they just go into like a random lane and just skip everyone. Yep. I'm sitting in the back and I go, you made the right choice. I go, that was a baller move.
No one saw that.
I go, baller move.
Illegal U-turn where? Where? I didn't see it. I got your back. Like when they're like, I'm not sitting in this fucking traffic, and they whip it around. I go, I'm on your side. No, thank you so much.
I go, if a tree falls in a forest and no one sees it, it didn't happen. And I was asleep. I was asleep. And you just saved 6 minutes on my ride and almost killed eight pedestrians. I support you.
Fuck them. We don't need
them. If I Keep was going. The pedestrian, I would lose my fucking mind. And that's called New York City.
Yeah. If you're a pedestrian, they're right. If you're a driver, they're
what
right.
What is the quote? And that's, sometimes you're the dog. Sometimes you're the thing they're peeing on. And that's just called this life that we live in.
Yeah. And that's just life. And that's why I love New York City, because it's realistic. Sometimes you go to different places in the country, it's idealistic. Amazing. I'm so happy you have a backyard. Mm-hmm. You're not living in the real world.
You have a garden? Okay? That's lunacy. Yeah,
that's cute and adorable. Okay, we're out here fighting the good fight in the streets.
We haven't had a mental health moment in a second, and I'm going to say it. Life is literally not about what happens to you. You win a Grammy, you step on poop, like, life is not about what happens to you. We're all out here. It's about how you react to it. It's about how you react.
It's about how you react.
It's about what... It's the perspective and the story you tell yourself. You win a Grammy and you could say, I don't have anyone to celebrate it with. Oh, like, why didn't I win an EGOT? And you could step and poop and go, that's hilarious. I'm going to talk about it on my podcast. Also, how silly am I? Also, that dog was cute.
Silly little goose. This is actually a great segue into when I was flying back from Aspen. Okay.
We've never had as many good segues as we have in this episode.
No, we're literally the segue queens. We should get segues.
Okay, that's our next vlog. Us segue.
There's something there with us on a segue. We'll
manifest
mull it over. When I was coming back from Aspen, I've started putting air tags in all of my suitcases, which I can't ever believe that.
Wait,
I didn't do before.
Why don't people talk? Why? What? Why would I not do that?
Yeah, why would you not do that? I started doing it a couple months ago. I'll never go back. I'm obsessed with things having air tags because I like tracking it on
did
my
you
phone.
Air tag,
like,
Craig? Did you air tag
if
Craig?
I could stick an air tag up his ass, I would. Like, I just think they're the best invention. They're so amazing. So I have my air tags on. I checked two bags. One big suitcase and one that could have been a carry-on, but I was just like, I'd rather not like deal with the suitcase if I'm already checking one. So I check two. I'm tracking them. They're cute. They're going along. They make it to Aspen. Then we're leaving Aspen. They make it to Atlanta. Amazing. I'm on the plane in Atlanta going to New York City. I see one of my bags with me on the plane. Amazing. The other bag going to the arrivals. I see her just chugging along, going to a different building. We're about to take off. Mm-hmm. She's not making it. Mm-hmm. In my head, I can't remember what I labeled my AirTag, so I don't know if it's my big suitcase that made it or if it's my little suitcase.
You are so genius right now.
In my head, this is so page-coded. I told my mom and she was like, oh my God. In my head, I go, well, I hope it's my big suitcase because that has my new jacket I just bought, mm-hmm. my Prada goggles, all my fur coats, all my clothes. Like, I need those shoes. Like, I'll freak out. Inside the smaller bag, all my electronics, my computer, mm-hmm. my podcast stuff, a lot more money in the small bag. Also, I didn't know you're not supposed to check your computers. Everyone just out here knowing that?
I don't.
Like you could blow up the plane.
I don't, but I leave it in other places.
They're like, do you have any lithium batteries? And you just say no. Like, this is like the doctor's office. No.
First of all, I don't know what a lithium battery is, but continue.
Yeah, I get caught on the word lithium, then I don't hear the rest. I'm like, what is
Do I look like Walter
battery?
White? No.
Is that different from regular batteries? And no, I don't have regular
batteries.
Is that
AAA or AA? I don't even, what?
Yeah, like, stop confusing me. Like, no. So I'm like freaking out on the plane. I get to LaGuardia. I see my big suitcase coming down the little belt. I'm so excited. I text my mom. I'm like, good news. All my clothes made it. But I was so impressed with Delta. I got my bag. It was put on the next flight, like the early morning flight. I got my bag delivered to my apartment by like noon.
Did you have to tell them or they realized they're fuck up?
Right when I landed, I got a text message. Hey, we're so sorry. One of your bags didn't make it. Please, like, file a claim. And then I could see the AirTag. So I could see it on, like, the landing. Like, I could see it waiting for the next flight. Yeah.
You know, part of me gets mad, like, how could Delta fuck up? But then part of me is, like, the fact that Delta and these airlines don't fuck up every single bag is every truly a miracle. Because have you ever seen, it's just a bunch of people gossiping and
living their lives.
I would do the same thing. No. The fact that every bag is not in the wrong place. It's humans doing it.
TSA, I feel like, has to have the craziest gossip because every time I'm in the line, they're talking about
something. Are in the most heated discussion to the point that they're like, we don't care if you leave your shoes on or off. Like, we have to talk about Teresa.
I can't believe there hasn't been. We should write a sitcom based on just TSA people that drama. Work at TSA.
Well, there was that one movie with TJ Miller in it, The Perfect Girl.
Oh, I love that movie,
which was really funny.
She's out of my league.
That was really funny. People in uniform just like make me laugh. We fly so much, there are so many stories, but I have to actually tell you. So I'm coming from my 3-day full marathon in LA. When I say marathon, I got in, I did, Brittany Ferlin is Tommy Lee's girlfriend.
Yes. Yeah.
Her and Brittany Schmidt started a podcast and I went on it and that was very, very fun. And then I did Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald, which was always just like a crazy gossip fest. And then the next day I did a Trevor Wallace video and some interview.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh my God. It's going to be my first ever like LA YouTube experience. It was crazy.
I know. I was so excited.
They had a full set.
LA is different.
They had a full movie set to film a YouTube video and I was like, is this a porno?
Like, in New York City, we crawl into a closet and we record our podcast. Like, New York City, they're like, we just bought this studio for our YouTube.
They had PAs. Like, they had production assistants. And I was like,
we have Grace and she's like, I'm not getting you a Starbucks. And I was like, I don't want you to. I'll get you a Starbucks.
It is so different. Like, they had, you know those seats where like directors sit? I sat in one. I looked at Trevor. I was like, I've never sat in a chair like this. And he's like, are you okay? And I was like, this is the coolest chair I've ever sat in. Am I a director? Anyway, so did that. Then I did a whole show at the Hollywood Improv. Next day, this is where I went too far. Wake up in the morning, do Brooke and Connor make a podcast? You know Fibula?
I'm obsessed with them. I feel like I started following them during COVID is when I got really obsessed with them.
They have that like crazy chemistry kind of like us where like... Yes. They're fighting. They're not fighting. There's inside jokes. And I went
in. He'll say something and she immediately know, like, she's like, yes.
And they just put me right in the middle. And I like, it was insane. And they love you. So anyway, that was really fun. Then I did Whitney Cummings' podcast. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm trying to explain this. Like, when you're an up and coming comedian, especially a woman, and then one of the most successful female comedians ever invites you on her pod, there's truly no better feeling.
Yep.
It's literally like when Vogue asks you to do a cover. Like, that's what I felt in that moment. She just had a baby. When I do have to say, she's my number one right now. Like, she's my number one favorite.
Can I say something? This is like not a business idea, but like also just something I think like we're missing as a whole. And this sounds so, I just want to warn you guys, I did not go to Harvard. I feel like as a woman who is 31 years old in like kind of a niche, interesting career, but like wants to keep progressing, there's no like situation where like, and not even like entertainment industry, like it could literally be anything. There's no like situation set up for like women to have like women mentors.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you do this and you're 10 years down the line. Like, I would love to learn like also how to do that. Like, I just feel like when I first started working, one of the reasons I enjoyed like my workplace was because my boss was so fucking nice to me and was so like helpful in like what my career was going to be. And I always thought like, okay, when I have someone that works for me, or I have an assistant, or any woman like who's younger wants to do the same thing, reaches out, like I want to be able to help her because I know that no one helped me.
Yeah.
So I just feel like there should be something.
You're so right. But the hard thing is like when you are successful, I feel like a lot of people will be reaching out like, be my mentor.
Right.
And like you.
Right.
You can't. You have to like.
You can't do it almost, at all.
But you also have to like earn that someone wants to be your mentor. Like it's like a weird. It's very fucking weird. But like to.
But it's like, OK, look at alcoholics. OK. And they get a sponsor. And
no, you're
one
so
sponsor
right.
Has. At least maybe like they have one person, maybe they have four, but they help those people because they truly believe that this is like the better.
It is also
path.
Just the mindset of like once it's like a give back thing where like whenever someone is coming up where you have. That's why I'm with an older man. Like sometimes he'll just look at me and be like, I lived this already. And I'll be like, holy shit, that was like intense. But like,
yeah,
it's the mindset of like if you fuck with someone,
no, that's why, like,
it helps.
If any new girl comes on to reality TV,
give them the fucking lowdown.
I feel this weird sense of like, I have to now be your older sister because you don't even know what's about to be thrown at you.
Yeah.
And like when we went on, no one told us anything. No one helped us. If anything, people like actively were like, you suck.
No, I
like,
remember.
You're not good enough.
I met Luann like right after my last season and she looked at me and she goes, I wish you would have asked me what to do because I would have helped you. And I was like, I didn't even know that was fucking possible, or that like you would even care, or that like another woman in reality TV would like help someone else who's.
And isn't it crazy how you always remember that about her? Like, I feel like I've met and seen Margaret Joseph so many times, but I'll never forget like when I first was on reality TV, her being like, if you ever have a question, you
Dude,
can always call me.
Dolores, like, I never even met her in person. And she DM'd me about something and we were like laughing and she goes, side note, here's my number if you need anything. The New Jersey girls and the New York girls are fucking real ones. But also I'm insecure. So I'm like, I'm not texting this new Real Housewives of New Jersey star because I'm in like a weird fight right now that like I'm confused about.
Right.
But
I have a girlfriend who one of my girlfriends who is like a friend of a friend. She started being on a reality show and like she would be filming like in the trenches filming and be like, I need 5 minutes and go to the bathroom and call me and be like, here's the situation. What should I do?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm at a dentist appointment.
Yeah.
Like,
it would
here,
be cool.
You know?
It would be cool, like, an app that's, like, mentorship where, like, first of all, like, you're down to be a mentor. And then there's, like, but that's where, like, there are some communities where you can go and see people speak and stuff. But it's different when everyone has their own specific, like, needs and wants. But, yeah, that would be fucking cool.
Yeah, like, there should be, like, a subset of, like, it should be, you want to know what I think. It shouldn't even be in college. Because, like, in college, you don't even know the questions you're asking.
No.
It genuinely should be 25 to 30 because that's when I feel like I needed the most help.
I feel like the best mentors are ones that you don't force. Like, you're not like, can you be my mentor? Like,
right.
It just naturally happens. But that's also why I always say, like, fuck with people older than you. I've always loved having friends older than me because it's not like an official mentorship. It's just more like when you ask them questions, you like respect their answers. That's why I don't have friends that are all the same age as you. And then also have younger friends because they're Gen Z correspondents and they keep you cool and then you can help them. So it's kind of this beautiful like full circle. I love that so much.
Yeah.
Also, yeah, so I do Whitney Cummings and she's just like so down to earth. Like she, I told her, I was like, you could be such a cunt to me right now. And she was just laughing.
Right.
And she was just like so cool and talking about the most random things. She's like, okay, when you shoot your special, make sure like the air conditioning is turned on at this time. Like things that I would never
even like
think
little
of.
Things you wouldn't have known.
Would have known. Yes. And then like I even asked her like things like how nervous were you when you shot your first special? And like, I can't just ask anyone that. She's
right.
But also like no one just. It was just really fucking cool. And I just want to shout out Whitney Cummings for being just like, people don't talk about enough. She's a really awesome person. And I, before I was in comedy, went to this screening of this movie that you should watch that she directed, a la Greta Gerwig. It's like a big thing for a woman to direct something. And she wrote, it's called The Female Brain. It's a movie about the female brain. And it was so good. And afterwards, I went up to her and I was like,
wait, I need to watch it.
It's so fucking cool. And I went up to her and I was like, thanks for like inspiring women. I said something corny as fuck. And then fast forward, I'm like sitting talking shit with her about my pussy on her podcast. And she just had a baby. It was just so fucking cool.
Because I also, I mean, men and women, but I feel like specifically women sometimes like, if someone didn't teach us how to do something, we had to figure it out on our own. There's almost like something in us that's like, okay, well, you have to do it on your own too because no one helped me. Mm-hmm. Where I feel like I'm the opposite. I'm like, no one helped me and it was brutal.
Yeah.
Listen to me. Take my advice. You're going to have a way easier time.
No, I feel the same way.
Like,
I feel like
I give her a lot of credit for being like very sweet and helpful. Like that takes, I think, a strong woman too in general.
No, honestly, she was so confident. Like you could tell she wasn't like trying to overcompensate. Like she literally was just like, girl, what do you need? I got you. And it's just, I felt so comfortable with her and I can't explain it, but it's also like, it's like the patriarchy won against me in certain ways. And I want to almost use that cheat code to help a girl. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like, it's us against them. It's not us versus each other. So it's like, give them the keys. And also at the end of the day, you could tell anyone what to do and they might not listen to you. Also, you could give them the recipe. It's not going to taste the same, but like sometimes you see someone, you see something in them that reminds them of you. And you're just like, you want to protect them a little.
Yeah. And sometimes it's just like motivation. Like, you could give everyone the tools to like have a podcast or like be on reality TV. And yes, it's not going to be the same because they're just like a different person. But it's also just being able to like talk things out with someone who's already been through it. And like,
Like you just feel a little
understood. I just think it genuinely is like us versus them because they want to bring us down.
Yeah.
And they might not say it, but they are out here trying to kill us.
Our enemies are so fucking out here in these streets.
No, they're like in the room with us. And mine's literally in the next room.
And it's called our own brains. So anyway, to wrap it up, then I did Two Hot Takes with Morgan Apsher, who's amazing. So that's three podcasts already and I'm dead. And then Tana Mojo and Brooke Schofield, who are like the it girls of the moment, who we love. They text me and they're like, come through. And I'm like, look, I have to do this. So I go to their place. So it's like midnight when I finish podcasting. I have to wake up in the morning at 6 a.m. To go to Reno because I have a casino show. So I get there in time. I get on the plane and I'm it's a small plane and I'm the very first seat, which honestly not a great spot because you can't like put stuff.
Yeah.
It's arguably.
Yeah. It's the worst.
The worst.
Yeah.
So, and everyone walking in is just like, you're like greeting everyone as they walk onto the plane. And I want to be like weird. You're and like, I'm like, hi, welcome. Do you need anything? Do you want water?
Yeah. Do you need a water?
So the plane's getting ready and we're on so many planes. We know how it goes. They start kind of like chatting a little too much where that brings up a red flag. And it's like 9 a.m. at this point. And I'm so tired. I'm like, please just let me go to sleep. And then they're like fucking around with the door. And immediately I'm like, I don't like this. I don't like this. But then they're like laughing about how the door, something's like jammed with the door. And I start getting annoyed. Like, look, this is my first rodeo. If the door, it's important. I think the door.
It's arguably one of the most important parts of the plane.
Apparently the door is important. And then guess who's closest to the door? me. And I don't know if you guys saw that viral video of like a door just like flew off a plane very recently. So I go, I'm just like not in the mood.
And they were like, we have to check if someone was sitting in that seat. What?
So I can overhear them and they're basically like, yeah, it's like jammed. It's jammed. And then they're like accusing each other kind of like, oh, you're not doing it right. And then the other person tries to do it and they can't do it. Then maintenance gets involved. Now, once maintenance is involved.
You never want the guy in the neon to come on the plane.
Once maintenance is involved, I know for a fact there's an 89% chance we're deplaning. And I'm fighting for my life, like, because I talked for 24 hours straight the day before. And then the announcer comes on. And it kind of annoys me when at first they're, like, joking about it. And then 20 minutes later, they're like, okay, we have to deplane. We have to deplane. Yeah. 3 hours later. But you know what? I'd rather wait 3 fucking hours than get on a plane with a cluckety cluck door that's making a weird noise.
Get sucked out into the
and
air.
And then I get sucked out into the air. Even though low key, kind of iconic. If that's how I go. Rather that than Cheez-Its. Choking on Cheez-Its or Hannah flew through the air like an angel.
It's so morbid. Like every time me and Craig get on a plane, I'm like, if this plane goes down, do you think your name would go first in the article or
Paige,
mine?
You are so fucked up. But it would be your name.
He was like, oh my God, that's fucked up to think. Obviously, you'd be named my girlfriend. And I'm like, and this is why the Barbie movie was created.
Thank you guys so much for giggling with us today. What a full circle, actually really well done pod we did today.
No, we segued the fuck
we
out
segued
of this pod.
The shit out of this pod. I'm like, honestly, segues like is my kink. Watch Dez's special. It's on YouTube. It's actually like his clips are like blowing up on social media to the point that like
let's fucking go.
He's kind of like the viral one in this relationship now. He has like a different swagger about him, but like they're one of his videos has like 10 million views. I'm very, very proud of him, and the special's so fucking good. And the executive producer was so good on it. I highly recommend you guys
it's
watch.
It's you, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. Also, our newsletter's lit. Paige is gonna put her air tag, her favorite air tag in the newsletter. Make sure you subscribe. And we love you guys so, so, so fucking much. The Gigglers are the best, and have a good week.